Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
Welcome back, everybody. You are here on the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on Reality Check Radio. Next up, I'm talking to two amazing women. We're going to be chatting with Roberta Brill and Angela Tierney on the topic of reducing inflammation in times of inflation. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Hi, Nat. Great to be here. Thank you for having us.
So good to see you. Angela, I've known you for ages. Roberta, I just met you, and I'm excited to dive in. For those of you that don't know these ladies, sometimes souls are designed to come together to create goodness and impact in the world. Yes, indeed. Angela Tierney and Roberta Brill are two such people. As colleagues in a former business, they reconnected 15 months ago when a new wellness technology came to Australasia. Known as the Inflammation Busters, Ange and Berta are about to embark on a road trip around the Bay of Plenty with local events in Taupo, Rotorua, and Tauranga, always with a focus on living out loud with happy, healthy, and active bodies. Ange and Roberta are creating just that. Oh, I love the concept of living out loud. I would love to hear a little bit of backstory on how you ladies actually came together. So I know that you describe yourself, Angela, as a healer, holistic health, an entrepreneur. Roberta, you describe yourself as a crazy plant lady, an entrepreneur, and a baby boomer aging backwards to 100. Love that. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more before we dive into inflammation. How did you ladies come to be working together around the area of inflammation and living louder?
I've had the pleasure of knowing Ange, as it mentioned, in a former business, but I also knew that she had a big health crisis in her own life some years ago. And so when this amazing business that came to Australasia hit my lap, one of the first people I approached to share was Ange, because I just knew that it was going to, you know, potentially be, you know, profoundly healing for her. And so we had a great chat. We connected like old friends do, after so many years of not actually speaking and just picking up where we left off. And so she said, take a look. She said, I'll take a look. And the rest is history. Here we are together, locking arms and really, really enjoying this short journey so far. But it's going to be exciting moving forward.
That's so amazing. And Angela, I've known you for so many years. And I when I think of you, I think of, you know, such a nurturing, loving, caring person. And it's been really fascinating for me to watch you really, as I, you know, step into your power, also step into your healing abilities, which you've been able to access, I think, over the past 2 years or so. How have things been for you in the last wee while and since connecting with Roberta on this?
Yeah. So when Roberta connected with me about the drops, I was very interested, particularly because of, as we know, inflammation is the main cause of a lot of the diseases that we have in our bodies. And not long having qualified as a holistic health coach, definitely understand a lot about how the body works, obviously. So I got onto the drops myself for my menopause, and it just changed things for me massively around my menopause. So for me, that was massive, and I just knew that they would really help a lot of people. So it was really exciting to lock arms. And 15 months later, it's going massive, and we've just helped so many people, and there's so many more to help.
Amazing. Well, I would love to talk a little bit about menopause, actually. It is a very topical topic. But before we do that, let's go to inflammation. So the topic today is around reducing inflammation in times of inflation. So you can talk about inflation as well later on. But for those listeners that are like, what do they mean by inflammation? I always love to take it back to the foundations of the actual topic and make no assumptions. So maybe, Roberta, you can talk through, like, when we talk about inflammation, we're talking about inflammation in the body. So how is that caused? What does it look like when we have inflammation or excess inflammation? Let's start there.
Yeah. It is what we would term in epidemic proportions now inflammation. And of course, there's acute inflammation, which is the body's natural response to go in and repair when you hit your thumb with a hammer and it hurts, and you know, and it's short term pain, but it disappears pretty quickly because the body's innate intelligence goes in to repair it. Then we have what we call chronic inflammation, and that is what is really in a dire situation globally at the moment. And it's been said that in Australia, almost 50% of Australians have one or more chronic inflammatory issue, and one in five have two or more chronic inflammatory issues. It's known as multimorbidity. And so we really do have a problem where chronic inflammation, which is actually quite, it's known as the silent inflammation. A lot of people don't even know they've got it, and then they begin to feel the ramifications of it. And so it's a bit slower, and it really impacts the body in ways that are dire and create a world of pain in that human body. And of course, the ripple effect that happens throughout the family is because of that. So chronic inflammation, if you don't get on top of it, is going to really see incredible disease within the body. And it's pretty hard to come back from that unless you sort of practice a preventative outlook to it and try not to have it happen in the first place. But we live in a world that's very toxic, and even despite the fact that you might be a healthy person who drinks the best water and you ground every day and organic foods and all the rest of it, extra functional nutrition, there is a toxic world that we live in. And so our bodies are inflamed, and we do really need to acknowledge it and do something about it. So it's a global epidemic. It's just not Australia.
Yeah. And I imagine over in Australia that you guys are probably similar to us Kiwis over here, where we're kind of like, we love to just soldier on, and we're like, oh, my grandmother had bad knees, I've got bad knees, you know, all the reasons to like do nothing and just carry on. So is that part of the problem? Because people just kind of another year goes by and the inflammation increases. And then it's just this chronic problem. Is that part of it? The culture?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I feel that people just tend to get used to living in their body pain.
Yeah.
And also we tend to have medication prescribed, and then that causes another problem, and then get another prescription prescribed for that problem, and that causes another problem. Yeah. It's just a continual roller coaster of problems after problems, because the medication's not really helping.
What you're saying, I mean, you're speaking the truth, really, is it, in my view, it does mask the problem. And like you said, it almost creates like, it's like, okay, what's masking this problem over here, but then over there, like some other problem is popping up. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Exactly. Yeah. So you just end up having medication on top of medication, which isn't really doing anything else except for putting more toxicity in the body and more inflammation in the body.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I don't sign up for the westernized expectation of growing old. And we have a big problem in that regard as well, because, you know, in Asia, they don't have that expectation. Their expectation is that they're going to live a very fine, disease-free life, and they work hard to do that. And that's why, you know, the Ayurvedic medical system has been around for thousands of years, and they live by that. But the westernized expectation is that when you get to 60 and your knees hurt and your head is fuzzy and you've got a handful of arthritis, that, oh, well, you know, I'm to expect that because I'm going into my 60s now.
Yeah.
And we just don't believe in that. We believe that the body is actually screaming out for help. It's inflamed. You can reduce the inflammation. And of course you fill your tank with heightened nutrition as well. Good water, all the many other things, of course, that can create, you know, that reality that I have with my husband of, you know, aging backwards to 100, whereas most people are aging to 100 in a very decrepit kind of way. And that's sad.
Well, you actually do look really young, and I love that concept of aging backwards to 100. I mean, how much of that do you think is in terms of, well, like you mentioned, the belief and the expectation, like, oh, you know, I'm 65 now, so it's only to be expected. So part of that is that belief, like we create our own reality. versus lifestyle? Like, what are some, how much, I don't know if there's a ratio, like 50-50, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you are what you think most, as they say. So I, you know, I've got my two grandchildren who I've got sitting in the
wow.
behind me, and they're 9 and 7, and you know, they call me Groovy Granny. So you know, I really want for people to live that kind of life that I've got, which is why I'm so passionate about the wellness industry, because Big Pharma are going to do their very most to keep you just a little bit well by using their products. And that is such a belief. And that I think, you know, it's time that we became a wellness warrior for our own wellness journey. Yeah. And so putting these people, these GPs and doctors on a pedestal, because they don't know anything about, you know, plant medicine and the power of it.
Well, they almost push it down, and they get offended when you, some of them, I shouldn't say they, but many that I know get offended when you even suggest, you know, the healing properties of plants.
Yes.
Angela, you are definitely someone I would describe as a wellness warrior. You've been through a journey yourself. So what words of wisdom can you share with my audience? You know, anyone that's listening that has maybe been through a hard time, whether that be, you know, cancer, mental health, like whatever the situation is, what kind of strategies have worked well for you on your journey?
Absolutely. As you know, I was struck down with rectum cancer in 2017. And on the outside of that, it certainly made me realize how much stress puts on our bodies as well. Mm. And dealing with stress in our day-to-day life and how much that impacts on us. Because I believed I was a fairly healthy person. But I do believe that stress was a major cause towards my cancer, and also holding trauma in the body as well. And on the other side of my journey, I looked for good water, anything that really could help me with eliminating any kind of inflammation disease in the body. I went to frequency, good water, anything like that really.
What do you mean by, just because this is a phrase I'm familiar with, but some people might not be, holding trauma in the body? What is that?
Yeah, well, we do. We can hold trauma in the body, traumatic events in our life from when we're born right through. And sometimes they can be carried through right from conception as well. And the body just holds the trauma because it's released, and then that can actually form disease in forms of tumors for cancer and autoimmune problems, nervous system problems as well. Our nervous system has a massive part to play in our well-being as well.
So how do we, and this can go to either of you, how do we release trauma, or, you know, we want to be more healthy. We want to raise our, not just resilience, but vitality. What are some things that you do, Roberta, in your daily life? And I don't know if this is, you know, something recently that you've done. Like for me, I keep talking about it. I started doing infrared hot yoga. I've never done yoga. I haven't done Pilates since I got like mandated out of my class 4 years ago. I haven't been to the gym in 20 years. Like, it's not really my scene is to go to that type of a place, but I am loving it. So for both of you, but Roberta, we'll start with you. What are you doing like lifestyle wise? Maybe something you've done for a long time, and maybe something that's more of a recent addition.
Yes, I love this question because initially at the beginning of the interview, you said mad plant lady. And that's me, because I've actually been a professional landscape gardener for 35 years. And so these hands are very aged and gnarly, but they function highly, and they're wonderful in getting into the dirt. So I have created the most glorious gardens. I specialize in cottage gardens. So it's all about flowers and herbaceous borders and all those sorts of things, but also vegetable gardens. And I have had so much joy in creating vegetable gardens for people. So for me, it's the joy of doing that for others and teaching, but it's importantly to get your hands in the dirt. And, you know, statistics show that gardeners, passionate gardeners who ground with the earth through their hands, through their dirt, or, you know, improving your microbiome in your stomach. And, you know, I often don't garden with my gloves on.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Because ditch the plastic.
It's important to get the earth and all of its goodness into the body. It helps with your immunity, it helps with your microbiome, and just to connect to the earth. You know, we are I don't love nature. I am nature. I am one with this earth. I don't live on this earth. And so part of my, I believe my usefulness and my joy for living and my vibrancy is because I take my shoes off and I ground with the earth as well, which of course is just becoming a big thing now, and people really, really appreciating how important it is that the electrons from the planet can also really improve our vibe. You know, your frequency is your currency, as I say. I just love that. And I just protect myself so much that way. That's been something in my life ever since I was 2 years old. But what more recently, definitely our technology that we're going to talk about today, but I have never really understood how important good water is. I was of the belief living in Melbourne that we had good water, and for years I drank just tap water. And it was really only about 4 years ago that I got onto good water, and I realise now a huge difference. And it's a blessing that's come into my life. And I really, really push that with a lot of my friends as well to get on board. Yeah.
So true. I always say tap water is crap water. Whenever I see one of my kids filling up their water bottle, I'm like, please, can you use the filtered water? It's right there. And they're like, tap water is crap water. I love the gardening story. And so for those of you that are listening, we would love to hear from you. Send us a text, 2057, or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. Any other keen gardeners out there? And gloves or no gloves, what do you do? It's such a great way to stay grounded. And I always love learning different, a little bit more about people by their hobbies as such, right? So the gardening is a hobby, but it's also a career for you, which is so amazing. What about you, Angela? What is something you've done for a long time and something new?
Well, early days of my career was corporate, and then I always did direct selling in the evenings as a secondary income with quite a few different direct selling businesses, and then as that evolved into online space as well. But in about 2011, I founded my own Sparkling Angels cleaning business, which I have 12 years. And I'm wondering too sometimes whether the chemicals, the constant use of mainly only Jif, but because I used a medical grade cleaner, but you'd still have a little bit of Jif now and again, but you'd always be, you're working with chemicals as well. So we know that chemicals can get through the skin. So I had my cleaning business for 12 years, and then unfortunately I lost all of that through the course of my rectum cancer surgeries and recovery. And so that steered me into the line of moving into, I always had a very strong interest in biology and health and everything. And so I then qualified as a holistic health coach, and also just things that were always coming into my life with regards to health, with the frequency and my own healing gifts as well being activated, and then with the curcumin coming in. And I really truly believe that this is such a powerful product.
Tell me more about the curcumin. It's a word that I know from my essential oils background. I've definitely heard of that, but I don't know much about it. So what is curcumin? Like, is it something that just grows naturally? Is it a blend? Is it something on its own?
Can I answer that, Ange?
Sure, whoever wants to.
Being the mad plant crazy lady. So curcumin comes from the turmeric plant. So you can't have one without the other. So it is the bioactive compound that comes from the rhizomes in the ground. So you've got this very sort of tall, lush plant that is actually related to the ginger plant, and it grows these really lovely fleshy rhizomes in the ground like ginger, but they're thinner, and when you crack them in half, they're bright orange, like tangerine bright orange. And so people use turmeric, but then they also use curcumin. And curcumin is that bioactive compound that comes from the turmeric plant. And that's the powerful part of the plant that has been incredibly studied, like profoundly studied scientifically, because they can see how powerful it is to be, an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory, anti-carcinogenic, and antibacterial, amongst other things. It's regarded as one of the world's most powerful medicinal plants.
It just baffles me, right? So that we have all these incredible, powerful plants and we never hear about them. And then anytime people try to talk about them, they usually get, you know, whatever, like shut down or something like that. Ginger, by the way, in terms of essential oils, is the oil of empowerment. And ginger obviously is also very good if you're going on a road trip and you don't want to get car sick or something like that. But it's so good to hear about curcumin, something we don't know a lot about. So how is it sourced, or like, you know, is it taken in like a, it's a, I know that turmeric can come as an oil, but also as a pill. And you guys are talking about drops. So it's a liquid situation.
Yes. Yes. So it's really important, and I think there's, if there's one thing that the listeners could take away from this, is the importance of absorption. You know, they say you aren't what you eat, you are what you absorb. And so when it comes to taking something that's going to be of great value for your wellness journey, you want to be sure that it's going to have high bioavailability. And bioavailability means the ability for it to actually get into the blood to create a therapeutic response. Now, for those of you who love curcumin and have taken it for years, that's fantastic. But in reality, it's only ever really gone into the bloodstream about 1 to 10% and lasting at maybe only a few hours in the bloodstream, because it has no staying power. Its efficacy is pretty pathetic. And frankly, it's been quite a waste of money. But a little bit had been better than nothing.
Right.
So the science shows how powerful it is. But the science also shows that it is what they refer to as lipophilic or hydrophobic. It means it basically repels water.
Yeah.
And because we beautiful human beings are so made up, you know, up to 70% water. That's why there's this barrier and this huge challenge to get curcumin into the bloodstream to create that kind of impact.
Okay, so this is good. I feel like we're learning about chemistry and the body. And so is that what you mean by bioavailability? So it's available to the body's what, biome?
Or? Yeah, so well, bio means life, and availability is the availability to support life. So bioavailability to get it into the bloodstream. And so, you know, a lot of people, when they take their functional nutrition, when they go to the toilet, it's bright orange, because most of it hasn't actually been absorbed. There's been a percentage of it, but one thing you want definitely to get absorbed into the bloodstream, because the science shows how incredibly powerful and beneficial it is for human wellness, is curcumin. But in essence, by its very nature, it's never been able to do it because of its lipophilic means that it likes to play in fats and oils. Right. And so, you know, the two shall not mix. So yeah. this is why we're excited to be able to share this technology, because we've overcome one of the greatest obstacles to get a lipophilic substance into the bloodstream, the likes of which we're not seeing before. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I was going to say, you know, is there something you can do to, you know, magnify? For example, is it sometimes if you have, I don't know if it's iron, you try to have orange juice, not coffee at the same time or whatever. Like, is there something that you do, or just the fact that it's actually in oil and therefore it is more bioavailable?
Yes, no. So ours isn't in oil. It's actually a technology.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people do take curcumin with black pepper or piperine. And so a lot of manufacturers of curcumin will actually have the black pepper in it, because the science shows that black pepper enhances its bioavailability. But it's ever so little. It's very short lived. And also the black pepper can sort of create a bit of a, it just sees the liver not function to the best of its ability, and the liver to be able to function optimally. So it's not actually a great option at all. So that has been what's been known with curcumin for some time, with the black pepper.
But. Yeah, so interesting. Angela, let's go to you, because I know you mentioned something earlier about how it's been helpful with your menopause symptoms, and menopause is such a hot topic. What with, you know, as comfortable as you are to share, what have you noticed?
Well, I had all the things just about, well, a good portion of them, the night sweats, the hot flushes, the really bad joint pain, the fatigue, the brain fog, the mood swings, you know, all the things.
The whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole shebang. It wasn't really very comfortable. And, you know, although, you know, I drink good water and do the grounding and all of that sort of thing. The hormones are hormones. And so I just felt with taking, as soon as I started getting onto the drops, within a very short time, all of my menopause started going. Then, unfortunately, we couldn't get it into the country for a short time due to it actually selling out. So when we hit Australia and launched into Australia first, before we came over here to New Zealand, we actually ran out because it just went gumblazers. So then,
did you see some of your symptoms or expressions of menopause coming back?
No, I was just going to say, so in that short time that I didn't have it, all of my symptoms came back.
Interesting.
And so then when I got back onto it, back February this year, all the symptoms went again. And in that time that I was off it, I actually had a knee injury, and I was thinking I was probably going to be up to going and getting some surgery or some form of rehabilitation for it, because it was raunching when I was walking up hills over Christmas really badly and steps, and I was going up steps. So when I got back on the drops in February, I thought, well, we'll see how these drops go with my knee. And no more raunching in my knee, and I didn't have to go to the doctors and get an x-ray or anything. It's healed my knee.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? So just going back to the general topic of inflammation, and that can present in so many ways in the body. So is joint pain, like, is that a classic kind of whatever? I don't know if symptom is the word, but is that an indication of inflammation? Is inflammation something we all have, or some people are more susceptible to it?
Yes. We all have it, and we get it daily from the air we breathe. It comes in our skin, from our food, our water, stress, EMFs.
EMFs, yeah. Electromagnetic frequencies.
All of that as well. So, so the inflammation is from everyone. Everyone has it, you know, even from a little baby. And you can have inflammation from a child right through to the day you die.
Yeah. But although something you said earlier, so sometimes if we have more stress, whether that be at work or in a relationship or even environmental stress, then it all adds up. Like, it all just piles on, it sounds like.
Right. So over time, obviously the inflammation's building up, and then to eliminate that inflammation, obviously some people get results very, very quickly. And then other people can take just a little bit more time because they've got a lot more inflammation to move from the body. And you can feel it literally eliminating out of your body. You know, you can feel from your face, you just lose the inflammation that you hold in your face, and you can literally just feel it coming out. And a lot of people also say that they feel the drops sort of has a bit of a frequency feeling and you know, when it's working. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm all about raising your frequency, which is so important. Other thing that can add to stress, obviously, is money stress. I know that you guys, the topic of today, reducing inflammation in times of inflation. So what are your thoughts on that? Like, the times that we're living through, what have you noticed? And especially in Australia, I'm really keen to hear, you know, what is the vibe in Australia? I had a friend who went to the Gold Coast recently, and she's like, no one's wearing masks here. And then I came back to Auckland and everyone's wearing masks in the grocery store. Well, not everybody, but, you know, quite a few. What is the vibe in Australia around whatever, the economy, the masks, life in general?
It feels very heavy. Everything feels very weighted to me. And it's not just because it's winter. It just feels very, very weighted. And I think, you know, one of the issues with inflammation, especially inflammation of the brain and the ripple effect of that has on the body, because, you know, inflammation of the brain, you know, creates, you know, anxiety and depression and the brain fog and lack of sleep and all of those things. And so, of course, with our inflationary times at the moment too, people are wide awake, worried about how their buck isn't going as far as it once used to. And that in itself is, you know, creating, the lack of sleep is creating inflammation. So it's like a, you know, sandwiched in between the two issues. And so, yeah, I really see people so stressed about their inability, because their bodies are so inflamed and they are so stuck. I just see people stuck, and they're not feeling like there's a way up and out of it. And quite frankly, that is because their brains are inflamed. And when your brain is inflamed, you can't think. You're in a fog. And I think brain fog is probably one of the biggest issues. And people can't see their way out. They can't even see their way around walking around the block. You know, everyone's become so sedentary and so sad.
Well, I mean, it sounds so tragic. That's right. So, what can we do about that? You know, as a population, I mean, I feel like it's partly knowing, you know, what being aware of what, not the news, but, you know, what's going on in the world, you know, watching videos on YouTube, Rumble, Telegram, you know, seeing what's going on in the world and being aware versus being really letting it get you down. And I do think some people are more sensitive than others. You know, some people are super sensitives and they just get more sensitive in their skin, but also in their emotions around the state of the world and all the things. So how do you navigate that as I think you said you've got grandchildren, right? As a grandmother, you know, bringing up this younger generation, how do we make sure that we don't allow extra stress to come in while still being aware of what's going on?
Yeah. Well, for me, the foundation of all of our life and our joy and our prosperity that we want to bring into it is by having ultimate wellness. Because if you haven't got that, again, going back to the brain, people's ability to even see a brighter life moving forward, and maybe stepping up and wanting to do something to, you know, supplement their life to create that, that's not even going to happen. You know, the first thing is to actually increase your overall wellness. And that in itself is like the stepping stone then to, you know, to be able to overcome these inflationary times, which is like, okay, I actually have the wherewithal to step up and do something in addition to maybe my job. Mm. And step into maybe a bit of an entrepreneurship and get the things that they really want to do and maybe work towards the mission or the passion that they've always had. But literally, Natalie, people can't even get their way out through their front door at the moment because their bodies are so diseased. Mm. And a lot of it starts up here in the head with the poor brain. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you're right. Like the first step is for people to raise their, I call it vitality, raise their wellness or, you know, up their brave and up their wellness. Angela, what about you? You're a mother of, I think, two teen boys or three? Yeah. Three? Oh gosh, mother of three. Okay. And what are your thoughts on how we can help support, you know, this younger generation? And it's an interesting time for them. I don't know if you've got a 20-year-old, but that kind of, you know, 19, 20, 21, interesting time for them in terms of all the woke, you know, propaganda and whatever that's going on. But how do you support them to be kind of raise their vitality, stay well, reduce their inflammation?
You know, it's really good that you just asked me that question. I have a 25, 18 and 16-year-old boys and my 25-year-old just recently moved back home with me. And his girlfriend, and he actually hurt his ankle playing sports a couple of weeks ago. So I passed him a bottle of the drops and said, this will help with your recovery from your injury and will also help with your liver from your alcohol drinking.
Yeah, by the way.
Right. And he said, oh, thanks, Mum. But, you know, they don't actually realise the long-term effects that they put on their liver and other organs as well. You know, and neither did we obviously when we were that age too. Now we pay for it. But I think prevention over cure is always what we want to aim for. And if we can educate our children as well to be able to counteract what they're doing, that's the benefits, isn't it? To be able to counteract and of course naturally as possible.
Yeah. Okay. I'm curious. So when you said to him, you know, put these drops on your ankle or in the mouth. Okay. So that's my question. Was it going topically on the ankle? No, it's always going internal into the mouth. Yeah.
You can also use them topically on injuries as well and on any skin issues, but that works from the inside out as well. But you can put it on topically as well, like an oil.
Okay, amazing. And later in the show, I will get to the part where, because some people will be wondering, like, how do you get some of these drops or learn more? So we'll come to that in a moment. If you've just joined us, you are listening to the Up Your Brave show. I'm talking to Roberta Brill and Angela Tierney. We're talking about inflammation, reducing inflammation in times of inflation. Before we move into the end of the interview, not to be rude, but I'm just thinking, so how is this different from other curcumin products that people might be taking? Because you know how it's like, oh, there's collagen and there's collagen and there's collagen, you know? So how is this different? Because I think I said earlier, you know, is it an oil? And I know there are drops, but how does it actually work and benefit the body?
Great question. I thought curcumin was just something that got into the bloodstream, like so many other, you know, great functional nutrition products that enhance, you know, wellness. But when you do actually appreciate that it can't get into the bloodstream in any decent measure, there needs to be a delivery system that gets it into the bloodstream. And that's what makes the difference between what you call standard curcumin and our bio-MS curcumin. So essentially what we've done is we've created a delivery system that sees it enter into the bloodstream in 5 minutes. And then about 15 minutes later, it's made its way through to your cells and your organs and actually through your blood-brain barrier to reduce that brain inflammation we've touched on today. And then the body's innate intelligence will send it to where, you know, you have inflammation in your body. And so because it doesn't go through the standard, you know, down the chute and into the gut and get processed that way, it's directly into the bloodstream in very high doses, up to 277 times for women and 114 times for men. And one dose actually is still present in the bloodstream 24 hours later. So it's just, you know, a very, very advanced technology to ensure that curcumin, you know, can be enjoyed in the body to its best ability. And this is what we're seeing now. It's great.
What, you mentioned something, I wasn't sure what it was. Bio-MS?
Yes. What's that? So that's actually the patented, it's a 3-patented technology from Germany. And bio means life, and MS is, it actually means mycellular solubilites. And so essentially we've got the particulate of the curcumin, which has been brought down to 30 nanometers in size, and then it's actually encapsulated with this technology, and it's that technology that sees no barrier for it to get into the bloodstream, and that's how it works.
Awesome. Ladies, I would love to ask you the Up Your Brave question. For each of you, if you'd love to share with me, what is one thing that what would upping your brave for the final 6 months of 2024? What would that look like for you if you were to truly up your brave? What about you, Angela?
Upping my brave is, definitely just, you know, getting this amazing product out into the hands of as many people as possible. It's just proving how powerful it is, and we're reversing so many people's illnesses, creating. I mean, the testimonies in our wellness disruptive group is just phenomenal. We've got 40,000 members in there now globally, and these drops are available in 6 different countries around the world. And we're just about to launch Australia, New Zealand fully, and we're in pre-launch in UK, Canada, and we're fully launched in Europe and America and Mexico. So, you know, we're really getting this out to the world because we really do believe that this is a major solution from the damage that we know has been done recently with the COVID and everything. So it's definitely just amazing.
Well, I mean, I'd love to ask you that. Like, is it something that could help somebody in terms of any negative reaction they had from the jab? You know, is that, because we're allowed to say that here on RCR, which is refreshing. Do you think, is it something that can actually help? Yeah.
Absolutely refreshing when you're allowed to say that word. And yes, of course, it can totally help with a lot of, yeah. I mean, we've got to be careful, but yes, of course, but it helps with so much.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's awesome. It's, I love, you know, as a friend of yours for many years, I love to see you upping your brave in so many different ways. And I actually wrote down in my notes, like, a gardener and a cleaner, you know, came together to educate and empower people about inflammation. Like, it's quite funny when you look at the backstory, like the long time backstory. I know you're not a gardener. What, a landscape architect, is that correct?
Landscape gardener. I literally work the tools.
Yeah, literally, yeah. A gardener with the hands. Yeah. Okay, so cool. What about you, Roberta? What about if you were to truly up your brave for the final, you know, in the remaining 6 months of 2024, what would that look like?
To use my voice and to bang my drum about this this incredible, it's bio-MS technology. This is the technology that has now seen curcumin disrupt the wellness world and change the whole conversation about what we thought we knew about curcumin.
Yeah.
This is breakthrough. This is just next level. Okay. And so this is why we're seeing the kind of responses. So I've got a voice and I'm banging my drum. I have two drums that I bang. And one is about the chemtrails in the sky. As a gardener, I see the impact of what that's doing around the world and the bees and the forests in Canada and all of that. So I'm pretty out there and outspoken about that. And yeah. And I also am very outspoken about making people see that chronic inflammation needn't be a reality, not to accept it as part of growing old, and that by being open and curious and actually acknowledging plant-based medicine.
Thank you.
And that's what I am going to practice my brave and be more courageous about, yeah, without fear.
I love that. I love that. Well, I love that. I'm excited. I mean, flash forward, you know, a year from now, the medical health and wellness area industry it's ready for disruption. And I'm excited to see what that's going to look like in a year. For those of you that are listening, I love how you talk about banging your drum. For those of you that are listening, I'd love to know what drum you're banging at the moment, because if you're just listening to other people bang their drums, like, that's cool, but you're just basically an audience member at a concert. If you were on stage, you know, everyone, this is a metaphor, but truly, what drum are you banging? Let us know, 2057 on the text. Ladies, so you're disrupting the health industry, which is amazing, shining the light on the power of plant-based medicine, which is also very close to my heart. How can people connect with you? And what is coming up? I know you're doing this tour in New Zealand. So tell us a bit about that and where they can find you, or maybe come to an event, maybe see these drops in action.
Mm. You speak, Ange. This was your brainchild. This amazing road trip. It's like the Thelma and Louise road trip.
Oh, fun!
We're having fun.
Well, I reside in New Zealand, but I'm actually currently over on the Gold Coast, Brisbane. We're having our Australian launch on the Gold Coast next weekend, 13th and 14th, and our official launch. And our founders will be here in Australia, and all our top leaders, and then in New Zealand the weekend after. And that's really, really exciting. And in between those two launches, I suggested to Roberta, because she's coming back to New Zealand as well with me, why don't we, instead of just, you know, hanging around sightseeing, let's incorporate a couple of live events and go for a road trip.
Yeah.
So we're cruising down to Taupo for the 16th, Rotorua for the 17th, and Tauranga for the 18th. And then, of course, there's also the full launch in Auckland on the 20th and 21st, which anybody can come along to. They can just contact us for a ticket, and they're more than welcome to come and have a look. It's open for anybody that's willing to come and have a look, and open to any new opportunity. If there's wellness warriors out there looking for a opportunity to beat their drum,
Okay, where can they find? So it's a lot of dates, things to remember. Do you have a website or a social media, you know, handle or whatever that people can look up if they want to be in touch?
Yeah, we will be putting out three events in the next day or two. I'm just confirming the news, but we'll be putting out Facebook events that we can share out, and we do have a Vitify website as well.
Okay, I will grab the links and I will put them, as I always do, in the show notes on the replay page. So I'll find those and people can get in touch with you. That's so amazing. I'm so happy about this interview, you know, divine timing, right? So last week I interviewed Karen Creighton. We talked about parasites. We talked about detox, liver cleanses and things like that. And it's like, I just love opening people's eyes to a few things that they can do that aren't actually that complicated. And it's not just medication on top of medication with more problems. Like that's so important. So thank you for joining us today. So before we wrap things up, I'd love to hear from each of you. You know, is there anything else you want to wrap up with, words of wisdom or anything you haven't yet mentioned before we end the interview? What about you, Roberta?
Well, I have a little bit of I'm a maniac on a mission to help as many people, of course, with this chronic inflammatory issue. And I always, every day, have my little mantra, which is to envisage a world where chronic inflammation is a thing of the past, and the impact of that. And that would be something that I would just love for everyone to imagine, because you know, it destroys families, and it sees people stay broke, and it just sees people stay sick. And there is an alternative, and it's real, and it's possible. And I would just love for people to be open to the possibilities of greater wellness through this incredible and formidable technology, and to look at what we've got. We're really, really very passionate.
Do you think there's people out there that don't know that they have inflammation? You know, like it's kind of this subtle chronic situation. Mm. 'Cause you say, you know, imagine what it would be like if people, like if it didn't exist, you know, how would people show up let's just say, you know, in a year, if people dealt with all the, you know, the inflammation, and inflammation is, it's happening, it's going to happen. Stress is a thing. The environment is a thing. But if people had less inflammation, how would that present in terms of a society? What would we be more like?
Oh, my goodness.
More joyful, more happy.
Yeah.
More vibrant.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Yes. The lovely thing.
The way we're designed to be, it sounds like.
Oh, my God, yes. You know, I think one of my passions, if I may say, is that, you know, I want to break this insidious legacy that's actually being created at the moment, where little children and or kids are seeing their parents and their grandparents in this sedentary, sick, diseased state, and not creating those kind of lifetime memories for children and experiences. And of course, then that's learned behavior that then is going to go on to the next generation. And you know, I just want to bloody cut this, excuse me, but I just am so irate about this situation, and this is why I'm so passionate about it, because we see people's joy return. They think clearly, they're able to do things and you know, get back to sports and bowling, and they're just nicer people to be around, and they see themselves differently, and therefore they see the world differently. Mm. And the world would be a so much better place if our brains weren't inflamed, and because bodies, people's bodies are on fire with this chronic inflammatory issue. And nothing is going to repair if it's on fire. So we need to bring the fire down. And this is what we're doing. Yeah.
What about you, Ange? Any final words or thoughts from you about inflammation, you know, your journey, or words of wisdom for our audience in terms of just, you know, disrupting things and stepping into how the health really, how they're designed to be, which is healthy and joyful.
Yeah. And also listening to our bodies is really important as well. We're all bio-individual, so what one person can have, another person might not be able to have. And listening to our bodies, I feel, is a learnt thing, and listening to, you know, what upsets your body and what it's telling you that it's not liking, because our body tells us. And, I think just, being more aware of what we're putting into our body and listening to our body.
Amazing. What a beautiful note to end on, the importance of listening to your body. And thank you everyone for listening to this interview with Roberta and Angela today. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.